Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
Hello, welcome to another BBC Learning English program. I'm Helen.
我是冯菲菲，大家好，欢迎收听英国问答 Ask about Britain. 我们在这一节目中专门回答有关英国生活及文化方面的各种问题。
And our question today is from Robert.
Robert 同学想知道在英国private school, 私立学校和 state school, 公立学校有什么区别?
What's the difference between state schools and private schools in the UK?
为了解答 Robert 的问题,我们特地采访了英国著名的哈罗中学的校长 Barnaby Lennon.
First, Mr. Lennon explains the main difference between private and state school is money.
Yes, there are two differences, between a private school and a state school.The most important one is that parents have to pay fees to go to a private school, whereas a state school is free of charge.
Lennon 校长解释说，公立学校和私立学校最大的区别就是一个是免费的，一个是收费的。
State schools are free of charge. Parents don't need to pay for their children's education. It's paid for by the government, but private schools charge fees.
哈罗中学是私立学校，那么这所学校的收费标准是什么呢？
A boarding school like Harrow is very expensive. The fees are 28,000 UK pounds a year. It's a lot of money.
Wow, 28,000 pounds a year for school fees. That's expensive.
这可真不得了，哈罗中学一年的学费是28,000英镑，那差不多是300,000人民币，这绝对不是一般家庭能承受起的。
There is another difference between private and state schools, according to Mr. Lennon.
The other difference is that, independent schools in this country are not obliged to follow the national state-governed curriculum, or even to take the state examinations, so they have a much greater degree of freedom.
除了收费之外，公校和私校的另一个区别就是国民教育课程或者是教学大纲。
The national curriculum. Private schools are not obliged to follow the national curriculum. It means they don't have to.
Obliged to do something, 就是按规矩必须做什么。私立学校没有责任必须采纳国民教育课程，他们可以选择其他教育课程。
Private schools don't even have to take the state examinations.
Really? 私立学校可以不参加国家制定的考试 State examinations.
It's true. I know some schools use the American high school system, and there are also schools that offer European qualifications. For example, the high school diploma or the international baccalaureate.
就像 Lennon 校长说的那样，私立学校比公立学校对所教授的课程有着更多的选择。
Private schools have a much greater degree of freedom.
更自由一些。 Greater degree of freedom.
BBC Learning English.
Hello, you are listening to Ask About Britain from BBC Learning English.
在本期英国问答节目中， Robert 想了解一下公立学校和私立学校的区别。在有些中国朋友的概念里，私立学校就像是贵族学校一样，学生是不是过着贵族般的生活呢？
Harrow School Headmaster Mr. Lennon was quick to set the record straight on this one.
Well, that's obviously ridiculous. I can tell you that the pupils at these schools are treated just like pupils in every other school, including the state schools in England. They are not pampered, very far from it. They are expected to behave well, to work hard. They are punished if they don't.
看来学生在英国私立学校过的也是普通学生生活，而不是贵族生活。他们不会享受任何特殊的宠爱。They're not pampered. To pamper 就是娇惯、纵容。
No, the pupils in private schools are treated just like pupils in state schools. They are expected to behave well.
不管是在公立学校还是私立学校，学生都必须遵守校规。To behave well and to respect the school rules.
They are expected to work hard.
学校要求学生勤奋努力 to work hard.
And they'll be punished if they don't.
如果不遵守学校校规，那么就会受到惩罚 punishment.
If you break the school rules, then you'll be put in detention.
Detention, 放学后留堂，被留在学校。
The worst punishment would be expulsion.
Expulsion, 开除。
Okay, I hope we've answered Robert's question about the difference between private and state schools in the UK. Please visit our website www.bbcukchina.com for more Ask About Britain programs.
我们下次节目再见。
Bye bye.
英国问答。
Your questions answered.
Ask About Britain.
BBC Learning English.